Yeah, we are now doing the remedies for Rishta Bhanga. As from the last 2 days of Sam, she's gathered, that the only thing that is redeeming this whole situation are benefits, right? We don't need the lab computer for this. The whole thing that is redeeming this situation are benefit planets, okay? You have also learned by now from the first class that the benefits of or any planets have complete power, 100% power if they are placed in Kendra. So we would definitely want a Kendra placement of a planet then, following by that rule. Okay? And we want the benefic. So a benefic in Kendra will do it, because you know benefic in any other place will have less than 100% power. So what are the benefics we are looking at? Can you tell me who are the benefics who can cut these evils? Jupiter, definitely, number one. Number two, Venus and Mercury. Here we are not taking Shivapati. By itself, Jupiter, Mercury and Venus. That is Shiva, Vishnu and Shakti. Okay, these are the three who are placed in Kendra, placed in any of the Kendra houses. In its, especially if they are alone, okay, and in good strength, they carry the capacity to break any of these rishtas that are present. Alright? So we are going to basically start with Jupiter. Jupiter represents Shiva. So Parashara has told us that when anybody has Jupiter in Lagna, remember Lagna, so don't ask me immediately question, what happens if it's here, what happens if it's there. We're talking about Guru in Lagna. Guru in Lagna is Dibbala, all of you know that. They say when anybody with Jupiter in Lagna, a single bow to the trident holder, that is a single bow to Shiva. You don't need to do any other remedies in your life. So Guru in Lagna alone is considered the greatest blessing of all. So we consider Guru in any of the Kendra houses, very good. And Guru alone in any of the Kendra houses is very pure. Moment another planet is there, that purity of the beneficence of the Graha gets mitigated. So as you know, Jupiter is Shiva. So we will do basic mantra like Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, but we will do it with the bijas. So what we are going to use over here are called Kendra bijas. And for Shiva, we are going to use bijas from the Shiva Sutra. The Shiva Sutra, it's a famous book, has given what is known as the Shiva Sutra bijas. The Shiva Sutra bijas are for Om, Reem, Kleem, Streem. These are the Shiva Sutra bijas which gets mapped onto the four Kendras. So for Lagna it is Om, for 4th house it is Reem, for 7th house it is Kleem, and for the 10th house it is Streem. Okay, so if you have like Pusha, you have Jupiter in Lagna, you're just cutting some of your evil yogas. What is the mantra you will do is Om Namah Shivaya. If you have Jupiter in the 4th house, like I think Alexander has, and Rahul also has, then you will do Reem Namah Shivaya. If you have Jupiter in the 7th house, like Mariella has, in Pisces, forming a Hamsa Mahapurush Yoga, she will do Kleem Namah Shivaya. And then if Jupiter is in the 10th house, you do Streem Namah Shivaya. So this is specifically for remedies here for Rishta Bhanga. Okay? Specifically remedies for Rishta Bhanga. They will break the Rishta. Now, the point is, you can say that I have Guru in the 5th house, you can say. So then the bijas can operate for the konas. So the Lagna bija will operate for 1, 5 and 9. The 4th house bija will operate for Guru in 4th, 8th and 12th. The 7th house bija will operate for Guru in 7, 3 and 11. And the 10th house bija will operate for Guru in 10, 2 and 6. Trines. That house and trines. But that is not real Rishta Bhanga. Is it? Is it real Rishta Bhanga? It is not Rishta Bhanga. The Guru has to be in Kendra. Are you getting the point? Ravi, are you listening? It is in Kendra. If your Jupiter was in Kendra, you have a natural yoga for Rishta Bhanga. Then if you do that mantra, with the bija associated with the house and really focus on that, that has the power to mitigate the other evils. In other houses, it does not have that much power, okay, to break it. So this is for Guru. Then when we come to Mercury, we are looking at Vishnu. So the generic mantra would be Om Vishnave Namah. And we can add bijas and do the Vishnu mantras. Okay. But of course if we want, depending on how Mercury is placed, we can also opt for a Rama mantra or a Krishna mantra, which are also Purna avatars of Vishnu and can be used. But otherwise we take the Vishnu mantra. Here we are using the traditional bijas of Om, Reem, Shreem, Kleem. So Om for Lagna, Reem for the fourth house, and Shreem for the seventh house, and Kleem for the tenth house. So what would be the mantra? Om Vishnave Namah.
Om Vishnave Namah.
Reem Vishnave Namah.
Reem Vishnave Namah.
Shreem Vishnave Namah.
Shreem Vishnave Namah.
Kleem Vishnave Namah.
Kleem Vishnave Namah.
So can we do the Shiva mantras as well? Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Reem Namah Shivaya.
Reem Namah Shivaya.
Kleem Namah Shivaya.
Reem Namah Shivaya.
Streem Namah Shivaya.
Streem Namah Shivaya.
Okay. Now when we come to Venus, Venus is basically form of Devi. Alright?
And the second one is Reem.
No, it's H-R-I-M. H-R-I-M.
Stream.
S-T-R-I-M.
And Mercury is Shreem.
Huh? Shreem. Mercury is Om, Reem, Shreem, Kleem. Shiva is the Shiva Sutra Bijas, that is Om Reem Kleem Stream.
So one is changed.
Huh?
Yeah, so for Jupiter, if the Jupiter is in,
yeah, let Justin say.
If Jupiter is in the seventh, you say Kleem.
Kleem Namah Shivaya.
If Mercury is in the tenth, you also say Kleem.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't get confused if they are overlapping us. You just remember. It doesn't matter, the bijas are common. You just use, these are the four bijas for this mantra. Doesn't matter whether it's the same or it's not the same. Alright, now definitely we say that we can use it for the trines, but I said that is not really Rishtabhanga. Rishtabhanga, it has to be Kendra. Always remember that. If that yoga is there, it will be for Kendra. Now if we want to for Vishnu mantra, if we want to use, yes, Tanita, what spelling did you want? Come, I'll tell you. Which one spelling you wanted?
Kareem for the fourth house for Jupiter.
Right? Yeah.
And for Mercury for the fourth house.
Is also Reem?
Reem.
Yeah.
Reem,
it's H-R-I-M. Reem. Reem. But they get very confused. They think they are two different things, so we don't say it. If you say Reem and Reem, they get confused. Even all other North Indians also get confused.
But we do say Reem. Like the H is pronounced
very
subtle.
Nah, H is half. It is half H, half R. It is a Sandhi. So it's Reem. It's not R-I-M. It is H-R-I-M. We actually pronounce N-G for all the letters, which is the correct pronunciation. But now even India and Westerners, of course, and also many people in North India get very confused. They think it's two different things, so we just don't get into it anymore. We just say do H-R-I-M. It is actually in Sanskrit H-R-I-N-G. That's how it is. So it's not two different things. It is Reem. If you go to anywhere in any temple, whether it's even a South Indian priest or a East Indian priest, they will say Reem. And they will say Shreem. Nobody will say Reem, Shreem. But we, yeah, but they say now because of the I translation, transliteration, it is written like that. So everybody says and then they get so royally confused, we keep it like that.
But it's good that they can pronounce it properly from the word. Huh? It would be Guru will come from
it. Yeah, if they can. So Guruji doesn't also go into it, so we don't go into it. Alright? So that's because people start asking, is it dream? Is it dream? Moment they ask, only that, you know, question itself shows there. So we let it be. So we can also use for Vishnu, if we use parampara bijas, we have some parampara bijas from our parampara in Puri. If we use parampara bijas and we can use Krishna mantras. Now these parampara bijas, it is also opted for those of you who are initiated into Krishna mantras. You all can do it, you all may like to do it. These bijas are difficult to pronounce because they are all with an L. Right? It is not with an R. Like you have Reem, Shreem. It is not with an R, it is with an L. So it is Reem. Alright? H-L-I-M. So it's Om, Reem, Shleem, Kleem. Instead of H-R-I-M, it is H-L-I-M. So Om, Reem, then Shleem, Kleem.
Shleem.
Shleem. It's half S, half F. Leem, Shleem, and then Kleem. Okay, and we do the Krishna mantra, so we can do for the Lagna. Om Krishnaya Namah.
Om Krishnaya Namah.
Leem Krishnaya Namah.
Leem Krishnaya Namah.
Shleem Krishnaya Namah.
Shleem Krishnaya Namah.
Kleem Krishnaya Namah. Okay, so for Mercury, you can use Om, Leem, Shleem, Kleem and use the Krishna mantra, or you use Om, Leem, Shleem, Kleem and use the Vishnave mantra. It is both are applicable for Mercury. You can take a personal choice in this. Okay, leave that up to you. Have you got the bijas, Tanika? This second round, Krishna mantras are with L. Leem, Shleem, Kleem. Half ha, half la. The others are half ha, half ra. And the difference, as I was telling you all the other day, the difference is ra is Agni Bija and la is Jala Bija. Okay, and ha is Akasha. So half Akasha, when added to half Agni, is Reem. So basically what happens is, we are rising up to reach to the Devata. And when you are using, say, Kleem, you are actually bringing the Devata down with your bhakti. That you use so much of bhakti, water is all, jalatat was all about bhakti, the Devata is coming down. That's why Krishna mantra is the clean bija, is the Krishna bija, the Kama bija. Okay? So like this, there are sciences behind all the bijas. Now when Venus is in the Kendra, okay, then we are doing Devi. We are doing Devi. And the bijas we will use for Devi are Streem for Lagna, then Reem for 4th house, Shreem for 7th house, and Kreem for 10th house. Not Kleem, not the Krishna bija, not Kama bija, but Kreem, which is Kali bija. K-R-I-M. Are you clear? As opposed to K-L-I-M. Have you all got it? K-L-I-M is Kleem, that is called Kama Bija, it is Krishna's Bija. And Kreem is called Kali Bija, it is full of Agni, K-R-I-M. In fact, if you do just Kreem, 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 that is worshipping Kali. Everybody need not do full Kali mantra. Just doing Kreem Bija is worshipping Kali. Just say Kreem 2-3 times, you worship Kali. Kreem is Kali. Okay? So here, we are Venus, we will take different forms of the Devi. It is not one Devi form that we will use all the mantras. Okay? So now for Lagna, we will use Tara. Streem is Tara. Streem is called Vadhu Bija and is particularly the Bija used for Tara. Although you have seen the Shiva Sutras, I mean the same Bijas are used for multiple mantras, but they some Bijas are specifically belonging to somebody. Alright? The M is a Bija is specifically Guru Bija, it is used for Saraswati and Guru mantras. But it is used in all mantras. So some bijas have some specific renditions. Streem is Vadhu Bija, but it is used everywhere. You saw our Shiva Sutras used for Shiva also. So for Lagna, because Jupiter and Mercury both get Digvala in Lagna, so we use Tara. If Venus is in Lagna, we would like to use Tara. And you can say Streem Tara, but if you recall, that we had done in one of the classes, that Tara Bija itself is also Om. So what we can do is, we can use, there is a Prasiddha mantra called Om Namastarinyai. Say, Om Namastarinyai. Once more. Om Namastarinyai. Once more. You can definitely do Sthreem Namastarinyai. You can do it because Sthreem is the bija given for you over there. We need not give you, this is a Tara mantra. We need not give you this. We can, you know, if necessary, sometimes give you a Durga mantra also because Venus represents Devi. We can give Sthreem Durgai Nama or something. We can do like that. We can give it. But it depends. So ideally, Om Namastarinyai is very good. It's a Tara mantra. Then for the fourth house, we will actually give the Durga mantra. We will say, Reem Durgayai
Namah.
Reem Durgayai Namah.
Reem
Durgayai Namah.
Reem Durgayai Namah.
Then for the seventh house, for Shreem Bija, Shreem is the Bija for Lakshmi. Okay, so we will do Shreem Lakshmai Nama.
Shreem Lakshmai Nama.
Shreem Lakshmai Nama.
Shreem Lakshmai Nama.
And in 10th house we have said cream is the bija for Kali, so we will take the specific form of Kali. So it's cream Kali Ke Nama.
Cream Kali Ke Nama.
Cream Kali Ke Nama.
Cream Kali Ke Nama.
Okay, so this is the mantra here. We have taken this. These are very simple mantras which anybody can do. You can give it to anybody. Complicated long mantras are very specifically suited to great problems in the chart and all that. But these are what called simple Nama mantras. Simple Nama mantras with their specific powerful bijas. Bijas are very much specific to your house and placement and all that. You can easily give also easily to anybody, but for Kendra placement. Okay. So now, if we have, for example, remember I was telling you about Rosemary, one of our students. She has this moon and Mars. She's Karkalagna with moon and Mars in the 8th house and gone through those 32 head injuries and 3 helicopter clashes with 3 husbands who have died in the clashes. But she survived. She has Venus in Lagna alone. No other planets in Kendra. Okay? No other planets in Kendra, Venus alone. So naturally for her, doing the remedy for Venus is very important. So be Venus just by being there is anyway just protecting her. So, but she has gone through these experiences. So, I would definitely give her a remedy. She has a definite Vishtabhanga remedy over there. So, in that case, ideally, we would give, according to the scheme, we should give her the Tara mantra. Right? Namastarinyai. So, she also has, but what I ultimately did is, because Venus is in Karkalagna, and she has, Venus is also afflicted by malefics. Alright, there is a curse and those things are there operating. And because she is a senior student, she is a Jaimini student as well as a PJC student, has been a student with us for many years, when I see the person, for her doing a very solid sadhana of this tane would be very beneficial. Single benefit in that lagna, it can completely have the power to do Rishta Bhanga to those Rudra Yoga, Chandrashtama, that is Lagnesha also, very bad yoga. And she's gone through that. So I definitely put her into the Mahavidya sadhana of Venus. That, because we don't give Mahavidya mantras and sadhanas to everybody. But because she is an old student and I know will do it, so to her, he gave her Mahavidya sadhana. She did Mahavidya Kamalatmika sadhana, Mahavidya related to Venus for a long time. Now she is doing the Kendra Vijayas, I think. Now she is doing Tara and Durga mantras also, because Venus will show this as well. But otherwise, this is what you need to do. So, so has any of you who have any of these bad Rishta combinations, but have any of this Rishta Bhangas? Rajesh, you have?
I have moon in the
but moon is not a planet.
No,
is
it? But it is
is surrounded by...
No, no, don't say that. We talked about three Rishta Bhanga planets. I have to say if you have any of the three Rishta Bhanga planets in Kegra. I'm talking to him now? Yes.
Jupiter, Venus and Mercury in the Lagna.
He has, for you in such a case, he has Jupiter, Venus and Mercury in Lagna. So how will you make a judgment which mantra to give? He can do all three, but why does he need to take 5-6 pills? If you want to give one, definitely you can give more than one. I will give all mantras related to this only to him. Now, Shukra, though in Lagna, Shukra is debilitated, isn't it? Shukra is debilitated. Who is giving Nicha Bhanga to Shukra? Mercury is giving. What about Jupiter? Jupiter is also giving. Both Jupiter and Mercury are giving Nicha Bhanga to Shukra. Both Jupiter and Mercury are in Digbala. Mercury is Lagnesha over there. So I think I would, instead of giving a Devi mantra to him, I would opt for giving both a Shiva and a Vishnu mantra to him, if I need to give both. Of which I will choose the highest benefit. I can choose Mercury also, because Mercury is Lagnesha exalted. It's very difficult to choose. I would tell him do both.
Om Vishnave Namaha and Om Namah Shivaya.
Exactly. Om Vishnave Namaha and Om Namah Shivaya. Because Om Vija will definitely work very strongly for you. If you do that, not only are they activated, there are two simple mantras which are going to work very nice. If you want to do Krishna mantra, you can do that Om Krishnaya Namah. Also will work for your Krishna. But I think doing a Vishnu mantra is very good, because Mercury representing Vishnu, Mercury is exalted in Lagna as Lagnesha. If you do the Vishnu mantra, that will be very good for you. And do the Jupiter as well. Your Shukra will get complete Nicha Bhanga. Your whole craving about your wife will go away. One second. Have you got it? This is a very interesting case because all three are over there. Yes, he had raised his hand. Akshay.
Ma'am, Mercury in 7th house with Sun and Mars.
Mercury is in 7th with Sun and Mars. So Mercury is there in the 7th house. Sun and Mars are over there, which are actually blemishing it. Okay. Because Mercury has this habit that it becomes like whoever it is sitting with. So if it is sitting with Sun and Mars, it would like to wear red pants and boxing gloves and hang around. Alright. If it is sitting with Moon and Venus, it would like to wear a white gown and sip tea. That is Mercury. Wherever it goes, it becomes like that. But what we can do is, Mercury is actually afflicted by Sun and Mars. It's like a curse. So you would need to do a mantra of Mercury to release Mercury out of that curse. Okay, so in that sense, yes, I would say a Vishnu mantra definitely for simply to bring it out of the curse, affliction of Sun and Mars. So what is the mantra? Let him say. What is the mantra you will choose?
Ma'am, it will be Shreem Krishna Namah.
Very good. He wants to do the Krishna mantra. Perfect. Shreem Krishna Namah is very good. It's 7th house. Your 7th house will get purified. Very nice. Yes, Alexander.
I have two questions.
You have Jupiter in the
form. One chart is clear. And I wonder, even if he is with him more than 24 years, anywhere we can be with
him. Yeah. Because, see, the Bala Rishta is not there. But these, so there's no Rishta like that. But what has happened is, these can cause sufferings, no? Those planets can cause sufferings. For him, it was less suffering. Because he has those natural placements of the planet. For him, for Pusha, the suffering is less. But other people, the suffering may be more. They can cause sufferings in any way. So they should do it.
How long?
You should just do it. That should be. Doing Om Namah Shivaya should be a part of his life. Or doing a Vishnu mantra should be part of his life. Anytime he faces any problems, he can just do this blessing. That is a blessing. It's very easy. I don't need to say anything. Just do that. It'll be fine. Do it. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. He does it anyway. Even without the mantras, because of their presence of the three of them, there's a complete Rishta Bhanga. So he hardly, we discussed it. So he should do that. Yeah.
And Mercury, Venus and Saturn in 10.
Mercury, Venus and Saturn in 10. But you didn't have any Rishta Bhanga, Rishta cases?
No.
Let's talk about people with whom Rishtas we actually worked out. Yeah.
So Moon, Venus in the first house. Mm. So I would obviously do the Venus mantra.
Yeah.
Om Namastarinye.
Om Namastarinye.
How do you spell Starinye?
Oh, it is actually Namah and Tarinye. which together in Sanskrit forms Sandhi and becomes Namaskari.
Oh, Tara.
Namaskarinyai. N-A-M-A-S-T-A-R-I-N-Y-A-I. Namaskarinyai. Yeah, but in your case, Venus is there. So, but Moon and Venus is specifically forming a yoga over there.
Yes.
So, you know, you can also do any Durga mantra.
Durga mantra.
Yeah, pure. We want pure mantras. We don't want you to go into other forms. So, pure Durga mantra, although Durga is for fourth house, because Moon is there with Venus. You can do any Devi mantra actually. Durga, Tara. I would say a Durga mantra would be very nice. Over there. Meaning you can just do Om, Ring Durga Inama or Om Durga Inama. Om is good because Om is the Bija for Lagna. Because Om is Bija for Lagna, it immediately activates things in the Lagna. That is why Tara is related to Jupiter, is related to Lagna.
I see.
So it is, you know, even doing simply like Om Durga Inama would be good for you.
And so Durga is related to Moon Venus conjunction?
No. It's Venus is Durga, Moon is Durga.
Yeah.
Venus and Moon specifically can be Annapurna, but we are not giving you Annapurna. I think you can do the Tara mantra, you can do the Durga mantra, you can do Lakshmi mantra because Venus and Moon is Lakshmi yoga.
Lakshmi mantra.
It is Lakshmi yoga.
Lakshmi.
So you can do Om Lakshmi Ainama.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Use Om Bija because it is Lagna. So not use Shrim Bija as such, although Shrim is very good for Lakshmi. But because you are that yoga, Venus, Moon, Lakshmi yoga is so strong, you do Om Lakshmi, just a simple Om Lakshmi Nama.
Okay.
Let me finish one by one, okay?
Sorry. Yes.
For you, I would say even if you just do Shrim Lakshmi with the 7th house mantra, Om Shrim Lakshmi Nama is fine.
Seventh house.
You can do that. That mantra will, Shrim Lakshmi Nama will also be good for the Lakshmi Yoga that you have. Because Shrim is the Bija for Lakshmi. And Venus, I think, in your case is the seventh lord.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can do Shrim Lakshmi Nama.
Okay.
It is very specific to your chart, you see.
Okay.
I would choose that for you. Because it's Lakshmi Yoga and with Venus being seventh lord over there, do Shrim Lakshmi Nama. You can try Om Lakshmi Nama, you can do Shrim Lakshmi Nama. If you feel Shrim Lakshmi Nama is not sitting with you, it will sit with you.
Yes.
Venus is in Lagna, I don't think it will have any problem. You can do Om Lakshmi Nama and you can just do Shrim Bija, just Shrim anytime in the evening. Shrim Bija can be done by itself.
Okay.
Om Bija can be done by itself. Alright,
yes.
Because you have the Lagna thing, it will activate your Lagna. So doing Om Bija is good. If you want to do Shrim Lakshmi Nama, you can do Om Bija separately, just Om Bija. If sometimes you want to do Om Lakshmi Nama, you can just do Shrim Bija separately.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Nivedita was.
If same formation, Venus and Moon is in the seventh house, then you can do Om Shrim Lakshmi Nama.
Shrim Lakshmi Nama, not Om, Shrim Lakshmi Nama.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these are Rishtabhangas. Moment you have Arishtas, these planets in these positions have the power to break the Rishta. Yeah, Mariella.
Yeah, for many years I was doing Om Namah Shivaya. So I was using the Om Bija and I have Saturn in the first house. So I wasn't doing Kriya, I was doing Om.
So that's okay.
No.
That's fine. See, Jupiter itself in any of the Kendra houses is Shiva, as I told you. So just by doing, even if somebody is just doing Om Namah Shivaya or Namah Shivaya is good. We are giving very specific things now because you are learning. That is why. You don't need to change it to Kim Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya is good. Your second house is very strong. So you know more than the Lagna because Guru is, she has Sakin in Lagna, Virgo Lagna with Jupiter in the seventh house in Pisces forming Hamsa Mahapurushi. For you, just doing the Shiva mantra is good enough. That's all right. You've been initiated. Donkey's ears. You are doing the mantra. That is good. That doesn't make any difference. Very fact that you've got the Shiva mantra shows that you are doing the Nishtha Bhanga mantra.
I just wondered if I was doing Om. I just started raising that
and KS. No. Om is Om. Om is for... One second, please. Om is for everybody. You know, Vivekananda, when he went to USA, and you know, when he used to travel a lot in the USA, trying to raise funds to establish the mission, to all the Western movements and his writings is constantly there, just meditate on Om, just meditate on Om. Om meditation is there for everybody. You were initiated in first year Gemini, I think, into it. Yes? Om meditation is for everybody. It is not going to activate any. I mean, like, you know, then Cindy can also say that if I do Om, I will activate those bani. Om is for everybody. Om is, it clears everything for everybody. So you, anyway, naturally, because, see, I tell you how the remedies come. Guru is naturally alone in Hamsama Purush Yoga. At a very young age, she had come to India, she had gone to Calcutta, and she had got initiated into the Om Namah Shivaya mantra, or whatever, Shiva mantra, and all her life she has been doing that. So just Om Namah Shivaya is good enough. We are initiated that it is Shiva. Main thing, Jupiter and Chandra, especially Jupiter alone, is Shiva. Now you are learning, so we are giving, okay, add Shiva Sutra Bijas, add this, add that. It's not that you are going to activate anything out there. It is for your learning. You are learning the science. You are here. Otherwise, you are not part of the course. You are part of the course. You have to learn the science. It doesn't mean you can also say, oh, I am doing Om Namah Shivaya my whole life. Or why will I use this vision? No, you are doing whole life. Guru in Lagna, do it. Guruji has Jupiter alone in Lagna. And Asamara Purush Yoga between everything. He says, Om Namah Shivaya is my mantra beyond everything. Just Shiva. Because Parashara has said. Eka Guru in Lagna, just bow to Shiva and your life is okay. Yeah, Vikas next. Vikas next. That is Vikas.
For me, it's Reem Durgay Namah.
Hmm. Fourth house, would you have Venus?
Yeah, ma'am.
Yeah, you had Arishtas, we saw that. Hmm. Yes, 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 you must do it. Reem Durgay
Namah. And my second question is, Guruji given me mantra, Om Shreem Lakshmi Namah. So, for past 3 days, I am doing this.
Om Shreem Lakshmi Namah. So then you do Om Shreem Lakshmi Namah. Fine. It applies to Venus. He must have seen other things in chart and Venus is in Dikpala. He wants to straight away give. It is Devi. See, Venus is Devi. This is what is what you may want to give to anybody. Alright, Venus can be given for Durga also. He told Rosemary in Venus in Karka Lagna that she can do Durga also. Must be a reason why. Durga also, because she has that Rudra Yoga in the 8th house. Maybe he thought that though that is Venus in Karka, very Soumya Karka is a beautiful thing. He could have, probably because that Rudra Yoga is very strong, so probably thought a little bit of Durga energy is better for her. So they shifted that to a Durga energy. Those are subtle differences we do when we get to, don't pigeonhole your mind. You have to see the chart. So you probably, he felt that because it's Lagnesha, it is Lagnesha and Vigvara. So, beautiful Lakshmi energy is naturally.
And my third, next question is, should I use Kamal Ghatta oil in mala?
If you want, yes you can. You should, you know, because for you it's a very specific remedy and it is very strong to you, I would say yes, use that. Everybody else says, I said, okay, use this, that, you know. You, I will definitely say. You understand, if you recall, when we did his chart yesterday, he had very bad rishtas, you know, like moon, I think, in 6, aspected by all the 3 malefics and all this kind of thing. That time we noticed that he has a very powerful Rishtabhanga, Shukra being Lagnesha in Digbala. And when Lagnesha is in Digbala, it's fantastic. So the Shukra energy is very strong. And your Lagna is? Tula.
Tula.
Tula, right? Thank you. So it's in Makara. So he is giving you the Shukra energy, giving you a Lakshmi, though it is in Saturn sign, he's giving you that Lakshmi energy straight away.
Yeah, because that is. And I'm also very comfortable with it.
Yeah, now look at this with Rosemary. Very interesting. Look at Rosemary's chart. Karka Lagna with Shukra and Lagna, no other planets in Kendra. You would think Shukra and Lagna sign of Karka is a very soft Lakshmi energy, Annapurna energy that time, right? So we did start her with Mahavidya. Why? Because of that Lagnesha moon with Mangal in it, that is the Rudra Yoga. And she's experiencing that Rudra fully. Bhayankar Rudra Yoga. Then later on, now it has been changed to a Durga mantra for her. Because that Rudra, you need a little bit of Durga energy. You understand? To handle each chart, that's why I said, is different. You have to study it, see it. Here we are knowing the experiences of the person, so we get. So all these mantras are applicable actually. Shukra and Kendra, others, Kali, Lakshmi, Durga, Tara, these are the mantras that are all applicable. We give you the stereotype name. Then you see which one will suit, which one is needed. Okay, yes, Natalia.
Just to ask, if planets retrograde, like Mercury in Lagna in own house,
Yeah, so Mercury in own house retrograde, it is not in Dusthana. So Shubha Graha in Dusthana retrograde is very bad. Uh-huh. Alright, it is in Lagna, so it is in Digbala, it is Lagnesha in Lagna, right? Which sign?
Mithuna.
So it's Lagnesha in Lagna. When Lagnesha is in Lagna, Surya is very strong. The energy of the Surya comes onto the planet. Do you know that? Anytime Lagnesha is in Lagna, the Surya energy becomes very strong because Lagna is represented by Surya. Lagnesha is like Surya. So when Lagnesha is in Lagna, the energy of Surya is very strong. Aditya is very strong in the chart. Mercury is very strong. It is Bhadrama Purush Yoga. It is in Digbala. Okay, it is Vakri. Being Vakri, it will not give results easily. Right? But it is not Papa. It is not in Dusthana. Definitely you give either Vishnu or Krishna mantra.
Vishnu
or Krishna, definitely. If the person has Arishtas, see, we don't just give, we are talking about Rishta Bhangas. Alright, normally, if our friend Vikas did not have such malefic Rishta, I would not be giving him that Lakshmi mantra. I would try to see what other mantra I can give to tackle any other problem. But in his case, he has. In Rosemary's case, she has. They have. Got it? Don't just give if you have it. Give if you have these strong rishtas. Then this mantra becomes very important. Otherwise, you have the natural blessing. For Guruji, it is important. He has Sarpa Yoga. He has Rahu in the 4th house, Ketu in 10, Mangal in the 7th. So Rahu, Mangal and Ketu. Mangal is having Rashi and Grahadrishti. Shani is having Grahadrishti on Guru. Rahu and Ketu are having Rashidrishti. So that Jupiter is caught. So for him to do Om Namah Shiva is very important to keep Jupiter active. Okay? Anybody else?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
So I have Moon, Sun, Mercury and Venus in Lagna. Leo Lagna.
But did you have Arishta? Did you have Arishta? No, we are talking in the specific case of Arishta breakage. If it is not a specific case of Arishta breakage, we would have seen other stuff in it.
Like Lagneshi in the Lagna. So Om Namah Shiva is good for me.
Why do you don't have Jupiter in Lagna?
Jupiter in 4th house.
So then why Lagneshi in Lagna? Why will it be Om Namah Shivaya? I never said that.
Jupiter
is in Kendra, you can do any Shiva mantra. Oh, Jupiter is in Kendra, very good. Jupiter is in Kendra, is very good for Shiva mantra. It is not for this Arishta Bhanga. Yes, Anandar.
I forget.
Okay, think. Yeah.
Jupiter
can break blocked by Yeah, like I gave Guruji's chart. Guruji has Jupiter in Lagna, that is with Hamsa Mahapurush Yoga, Pisces Lagna with Guru in Lagna. He has Mars in the 7th house, Rashi and Grahadrishti. He has Shani giving Grahadrishti, already two malefics over there. Rahu in 4th and Ketu in 10th giving Rashidrishti. So Saturn, Mars, Rahu, Ketu, all is Sarpa Yoga in the chart, hugely afflicted. But that is why sometimes, you know, he has afflictions. That is why, you know, his Jupiter bloomed later on in life, you can say. Because that affliction from the sarpas are there. So doing Om Namah Shivaya, doing Shiva Puja is a fantastic remedy for him.
So we choose mantra according to Guru still?
So he just uses Om Namah Shivaya. Because it's Om in Lagna. Yeah.
But for him it is in Lagna.
Yeah, so it's Om.
And I'm asking about the 10th house Guru.
Then it is Stri.
Not that other
being
can save this Guru.
No, I didn't understand.
Okay, if Guru is blocked, it is still saving himself?
Yeah. If Guru is in Kendra, Guru has the power, being a benefit in Kendra, to save himself. That mantra will help in its unblocking. So Jupiter is placed in which sign? Which house?
In
10th house. So in 10th house, definitely, I told you, these benefits in Kendra have the power, definitely the remedy will help in unblocking.
Okay.
Definitely.
Because I have Mukha in another Kendra. Maybe Mukha should be...
No, Guru is... No, Jupiter is in 10th and Buddha is where?
In 7th.
Buddha is in 7th. So 3, 2, 1, 12. Buddha is debilitated.
But he's in...
Ya parivartana. He Buddha is debilitated. Guru will break the debilitation of Buddha. Definitely you should do Guru Mantra. Shiva Mantra. Shiva is the higher benefit anyway. Definitely. Jupiter is the higher benefit. And your Mercury is debilitated. There is no confusion. Absolutely no confusion.
What about Moon in her fourth house?
No, we are not taking Moon. Jupiter, Mercury, Venus.
Mercury,
Venus, which is, yes, because Moon, depending on Paksha and a lot of things are involved in that. So it is, that's why not, it can only be temporal benefits. So, not for remedy. So for remedy for you, there is no confusion, it will be Guru. Because it will break the Nicha Bhanga of Buddha as well. Buddha is Marana Karak, it is Nicha. Okay, Guru will do the breakage of that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I was just confused whether Guru can save himself.
Yeah, of course, it is in Kendra. It is in Kendra. It will unblock itself. Because it is in Kendra, it will have that power, strong power. Definitely. Not only will it have the power, it will give Nicha Bhanga to Mathuri. It is your Lagnesha in Nicha Bhanga and Marana Karak. Definitely you will need to do Guru Mantras. No question. That is Shiva Mantra. Any Shiva Mantra will suit you.
And who to give me Shiva Mantra? Can I enchant it?
Of course. See, he's already giving you that. Naturally, we blindly see a chart. If there are problems, if there are these, even if there are not these Balavishta yogas, if there are any strong problems in the chart, if we see these, you know, planets, especially alone in the Kendras, straight away we give that because we know that has the power to do Rishta Bhanga. These are the three main benefits with 100% light being in Kendra. Straight away we do it. We don't think. Naturally he would give. He saw your chart, naturally he would give Shiva Mantra. There is no doubt. He didn't need to sit and calculate your rishtas and all that. He would have just given it straight away. Yeah.
I have a rishta, but I don't have any benefit in lagna. I have Yama Yoga in 6th house.
No, not in lagna. We are talking about Kendra.
No, no benefit.
No other benefit. So you don't have a natural rishta bhanga. Okay. It is not there. You can, like we can do a derived thing like we are going to do for Ravi and all that. What I'm saying is, when it is there in Kendra, then it is very naturally the remedy is there in the chart for her, for him, for him. It is naturally there. So then doing the mantra immediately will naturally cure a lot of problems in the chart. For you, we will have to see the chart and then see how we can address it. Yeah.
I have a question. And if one of these benefits, if it becomes a baraka, can we still do the mantra?
Yes, absolutely. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. You have to get rid of a lot of wrong jyotish that you've learned. We are talking about pure benefits in Kendra. We are at all not talking about if there are 8th Lord, if there are Badhakas, if there are 12th Lord. We are not talking of all this.
Yeah, I mean in my case, Jupiter is in fact Badhaka.
Yeah, we are not talking of all this. We are not talking of all this. For me, Mercury is my Badhaka, right? I'm Meena Lagna. Mercury is my Atmakaraka also. For me, the day I started doing proper Vishnu Puja in different forms, it is absolutely the best. For me, I can worship Narayan, Vishnu, Krishna. And I, because it's Bhagat, I started that very late in life. I was only too involved with Shiva. I come from a tradition of Shaivas. So it's very difficult. But I was very attracted, but never thought of doing a proper puja. I do for proper puja. I have Shaligram in the house. After getting married, you know, in such a family, I've got Shaligram in the house. So, full the puja I do, and it takes care of all problems. You do not see. There are different ways. You do not then say, oh, this is 8th house, this is my 6th Lord, this is that, we don't see. So you have to know when to see the Lordship, when not to see. You should know. So be open and absorb the knowledge and see where we are using it and where we are not using it. Instead of forcing me to say, yes, what you are saying is right. I feel that pressure a lot. I feel this pressure very hugely that all of you are trying to force me to say what, but this is there, no, so that is there, no, that is there, no. It is not a clarificatory question. Like Justin and Natalia ask clarificatory questions. They have doubts, they ask. But many of you don't do that. You are push me, do a mangal on me. I told you my mangal is zero degree. Question is not that. You, even if you don't understand everything fully, you listen, absorb it. Then everything will naturally fit it in. I also learned that. You will see here we are not talking about Badakesh or 8th Lord or 6th Lord or nothing. We are saying this. We have talked about the planet in Kendra has 100% light and then three natural benefits. In this case, we will use our Jupiter, Mercury and Shukra. Shukra is also a guru, remember. That is why they are used. And Mercury is definitely a natural benefit. Somya, unless it is, you know, distorted like in his chart. Especially when these planets are alone in any of the Kendra houses. Then all the better. Any of these planets alone, your guru is alone, your shukra is alone, anytime it is alone, it is better. I mean, then it's very good. That is the ideal. If it is with planets anyway, you do it. So it is already there. Now, then we can say that, okay, so now in Ravi's chart, we have seen Ravi doesn't have benefits and he has like a very difficult chart, right? We saw that. But then we say that, okay, Guru is not in Kendra, but in trines it is in Panapada, trines is not bad. So it doesn't have that full power to do Rishtabhanga. We can give him a Shiva mantra, fifth house being in trines to the first house, we can say Om Namah Shivaya is good. But we definitely say, because of that MBB, BMM and all that, that it is too much block. So a Devi sadhana for Guru would be better for him because the maleficence is too high. If your Jupiter, instead of being in 5th, was in 4th, or any other Kendra house, straight away Shiva mantra would have been given to you. Understood? So anyway, you, of course, everybody must do Shiva mantras. I mean, there is no this thing about it. I mean, even a 5th house or a 9th house placement of Jupiter is good. So anyway, one should do it. It is not that, oh, this is here, so I won't do. Don't think like that. That kind of rigid thinking is what is disturbing me. You have to try to understand. So you try to grasp and understand, because as we do each topic, we will be talking about a lot of remedies. Try to understand. Don't say, oh, but in that Rishta class this remedy was there, but in this class you are giving this remedy. No. You see how the remedies are being. This is the power of this combination to break. When you then analyze a chart, you will choose the best possible remedy. Like we switched around the mantras a little bit. For Vikas and for Rosemary, even for you. Understand? So you absorb this, you learn this, you hear this, and see then which is the best one you need to tackle. If I do this, don't doctors do that? Oh, I should do this treatment, this is very good for this problem, but if I do this problem, this patient has diabetes, that will increase the sugar, so I can't do this remedy, so it's best to do the third remedy because that will not affect the sugar, though this is not the best thing. Don't you hear doctors dealing with complicated patients like this? It is like that. Right? It is like that. You have to weigh the best thing. You have to see all the, as you learn all the things, you will see all the problems, weigh and take a judgment. The judgment call is very good, very important. And it will come. It is not difficult. Don't think, oh, I'm getting all confused, too much of principles, Lagnas. No, you are just in first year PGC. Just take it in. Just take it in and let, you know, the Guru guide you. Let Jupiter guide you and Guru guide you. It will all come. You'll remember some, you won't remember some. Some people will become experts in one field. Somebody may become an expert in dashas and may be brilliant. Somebody may be very much an expert in rishtas. How do you know? Some, everybody has a different line. Automatically, this automatic, according to the planets in your chart, you get specialized in some things. So, if you are complicated, if you are unsure about complicated remedies and mantras, going for simple mantras like we are giving. Even for when you do complicated problems, you can always give these simple mantras, what we've given you. Shiva, Vishnu and Devi, simple mantras with the Nama mantras, with the Bijas can always be given. Because some of you will be confused about this. Some of you can do it very naturally. So if you're confused, don't worry. But you want to give it to somebody, a relative, a friend, client, use a simple mantra with the Nama Bijas, and here we're giving you the Bijas also. So, and they work in trines. So Jupiter, you know, Om for Lagna 1, 5 and 9 it will work. For 4th house, 4, 8 and 12 will work. They often work in trines. Alright, so anybody with Jupiter in 5th and 9th house, if you want to give a Shiva mantra, for some other reason you want to give a Shiva mantra, say, and you say, oh, but I don't know the Bija, what mantra shall I give? Not for Rishta, just for something you want to give. How shall I give? I only know the Bijas for Kendra. No, if it is 5th house or 9th house, it is trines to Lagna. Give Om Namah Shivaya. straight away. Yeah.
If, for example, say you have Mercury in Kendra with mm-hmm. Saturn and Mars, mm-hmm. but you have Jupiter in a trine, mm-hmm. is it better to go for the single Jupiter in a trine or stick
no,
with the Mercury?
Mercury. Definitely, because Mercury anyway is very much damaged by those planets. You will need to do that Mercury mantra to release it. And if Mercury is in the Kendra, it will release itself.
It was generally a question about if you have multiple planets in the Kendra with the...
Yeah, I always say choose the highest benefit. You have to make the choice.
But the Kendra is priority.
Kendra is priority. Okay. And anyway, a Jupiter and Mercury in a trinal position is very good. Guru Buddha, it's a Guru Buddha yoga. It's very good. Mercury is in Kendra, you will need to release that Mercury from the Saturn and Mars. You may also give a Shiva mantra to that person. You may also give a Jupiter remedy along with it, if you want. That is because if the Jupiter is in 5th or 9th, it's very good. But yes, Mercury mantra would become the most important. That Mercury needs to be rescued because it's in a Kendra house. Damage what I said for Akshat. Mercury gets completely smashed. There is nothing of Mercury left. Mercury is so auspicious a planet, so auspicious a planet, that one of the names for Mercury is that it's called Soumya. The name is Soumya. Get the point? Nothing like a benefic Mercury, it is Vishnu. It is, apart from Jupiter, is the other planet which rules the dual signs. Okay?
Is it possible to do a mantra for somebody else, like for Keith?
See, doing mantras for other people, it's a very good question. I want all of you here, especially in India, there is a habit, you know, they put a pandit and they say, do this mantra so many times, it doesn't work. Basically, it is like if I want to lose weight, I will have to diet, I will have to go to the treadmill and jog. I will hate it, but I will have to sweat it out. My mother, if she sweats it out, it can't happen. I have to do it, right? So this is like a spiritual jogging. I always tell this to my students. This is like your spiritual jogging. You have to sweat it out spiritually. When in the case you can do for others, it is like if you have a small child, then the mother can do. Because a small child cannot do. So if it is your child, you as a mother can do for your child. Or if your child is very sick, or somebody is very sick, then we ask the sick person, he is maybe in a coma in the hospital, how will the person do any mantra? Has had surgery, isn't it? What do you do then? At that time, the person's, ideally, if it is a man, then if the wife is there, if it is a wife, then the husband, or in other cases, the wife, husband's spouse is not there, then the person's mother, these are the immediate things, they can do the Mrityunjay mantra for a sick person. Sometimes in Serbia, often, you know what they did, they believe in the Mrityunjay mantra so much, somebody of their relative was sick, what they did is, they went and put it on a light speaker next to, you know, in a small player, and then they even put on headphones on, and that they put on this Mrityunjay throughout, and they told the, you know, Serbians are very, very spiritual people, so they could tell the doctors and all over there, they had it on and the person actually got better. Rosie was a little ill, she couldn't chant or do anything. I told her, put the Mrityunjay in your speaker and you listen. Yourself, when you can't do, you know, but you're too weak and ill and you can't do, what will you do? Put it on your phone or wherever it is. Nowadays it's so easy. We have it everywhere. So Mrityunjay has that kind of power. Not all mantras. Mrityunjay has the power that it can work on anybody. So you can do it. And definitely a mother can do it for a child. A wife can do it for a husband. A husband can do it for a wife. If the spouse or the child are very ill and they can't do anything.
Difference when you do it for yourself and for
if you person. No, if you do it for yourself, it is the best. No, it is.
But
yeah.
How technically I can do it for myself, for example, or for my child. It's the same, absolutely.
It is not same, absolutely. How can it be when you are doing? You are getting a maximum benefit, aren't you? Your child is getting a secondary benefit with your child.
For example, Om Namah Shivaya, I do it for myself, but if I want to do it for my child, how can I technically, what is difference?
No, the meaning when you do it technically, yeah. You just make that sankalpa in your mind, when you're sitting in the altar and doing it, yeah, maybe you can put a picture, maybe if your child is very sick, you can put a picture of your child, or in your mind you tell Shiva, I'm doing this for my child, it's like a sankalpa, that this is for my child and do it. benefit is always maximum to the person who is doing. So that is without. But definitely as a mother, if you have a child and husband, why those? You have to. I mean, a child anyway, even if he's wife, children can't do it, right? So as a mother, you have to do it for the child. That there is no question. Moment the child is in a state, in India, they often, people who are spiritual, they teach the child as soon as they can. Like, Namashivaya mantras are easy. Moment your child can do it, you can teach it to the child.
But Roshan is that we are not in India. So huh. Her child, actually, he's not small, he's 13. And he has Venus with Rahu, Mars, and Saturn in Vagran. So, and of course, I understand that Om Namastayaya.
Om Namastayaya. Yes, it means definitely Venus mantras of any kind.
Yes, but I'm not sure that.
Whether he will do it or not. Yes. So, you want to do it for him. Definitely. You will definitely make that sankalpa in your mind. Venus is the divine mother. So you can put, like, right, if you go and put a picture of Lakshmi or Durga, he is going to react to it. You can put the image of the Diva, of the Madonna, of Mary. Mm-hmm. If you put an image or a picture of the Madonna, he is not going to think it's too odd, right? He may react to religion yourself, but doesn't matter, you can say no, it is good. Put a picture of the Madonna over there. Madonna is the Divine Mother. There is no difference between Durga or Madonna. Absolutely no difference. She is the baby. So you put a picture of the definitely put a picture of the Madonna, I would say, in the room, firstly. With this kind of combination, Venus, Mars, Rahu and Saturn in Lagna, oh my God. It's a very powerful, and what is the Lagna?
Venus in Taurus.
So that is the only good thing. So Lakshmi is very good. Lakshmi Mantra would also be very good. But put the in picture of the Divine Mother, standing picture of Mary, any standing picture, take out maybe a painting and put, so that he doesn't think you are doing anything religious. He's going to react to that. If you feel he's going to react, if you go keep an altar and put an image of the Madonna, do a painting. So many nice paintings in your Western countries are available. Of churches, in the churches and all, you put it up, do it very casually. Make sure where she's standing and put something where you know where Shukra energy is coming up. Divine, very compassionate look is there, put it up in his room. Just do it and do it casually. He will not object too much, tell me, because Venus is in its own sign. It will be a blessing for you. Do that.
Just a quick question. So if we wanted to put an image with the mantra, then we would follow standing lines.
Yeah, standing lines. So if you do, then it's very good. If you can't, then fine, it doesn't matter. If you can, it's okay. So you definitely have to do, and I don't think that Natalia, that if he will definitely react, I'm assuming, he will react to you bringing in images of foreign gods and foreign mantras. He will react. But you use Madonna. Wherever you can, use her. As much as you can use her. That will be a natural remedy. She is the Divine Mother. There is no doubt. You have to be clever. You don't have to use Lakshmi anyway. There is no difference between her and Lakshmi. That is what we believe. Okay? Yes. Alexander.
So if it's proper question, what if you can tell us that in a fast way? So this, I will compare this Western deities and.
Definitely a lot of it we use. Like, for example, if you can look into the. You are from the Slavic countries, it is easier. For example, we have made a lot of the Serbian students work on this. They actually have a lot of the practices of the Orthodox Church, which a lot of the Europeans don't have. For example, in Malta when we went, they have such detailed practice of the Divine Mother. I can't imagine. She'll tell you if you ask her. There are so many forms of the Madonna. You can literally map all your devis and Mahavidyas onto her. So many forms. Right?
So many
forms. She is trying to do a book on the forms of the Madonna in her country. It is there in these other countries. It is not there in Western Europe. In Serbia it is there. We, I'll give you an example. We discovered that on Friday they have a saint called Sveta Petka. That means a white saint. And look, Venus and white, and they fast on that Fridays for Sveta Petka. They do a lot of fasting. So once long ago in 2003 when I first went there, and we had in Belgrade a big conference, and I was having my fast, Upavada fast. And then I went and I was giving a speaking also the whole day. And in the evening when I went, it was 3-4 o'clock, you know. So the whole, it was like a biggish 4-star hotel, so the conference room and a dining room. So these people were all sitting and having coffee. I went and I said, now I need food. So I said, such an odd time, they're not going to serve food at 6 o'clock. You know, because it's, you know, like dinner starts at 7 o'clock, you know, one of those timings. So I said, what to do? And then when they came, I tried to explain to the waiter. And then my friends were over there and he was saying, I said, oh, you know, I mean, how would I explain to him that I'm breaking a fast, so I need a little bit of a heavy snack? That's what I wanted to give a prop. The guy was saying, you want something with your tea, I'll give you biscuits, you know. So I was saying that, what, how to explain to him and all. So he said, immediately then he understood. But oh, the guy, you know, these people told him in Serbian. And the waiter said, why didn't you tell me you were breaking a fast? He told me like this. I get you, because fasting is so common over there. Mm-hmm. And Fridays they do the Sveta Petka fasting. Fasting is there in traditional Christian Orthodox. The nuns and monks fast for 20 days, 21 days. But here I'm talking fasting in the society, the way we do here in India. It is the same way. They're fasting on Fridays for the white saint, some other day for some saint. So there is a huge mapping. And you are in Ukraine, right? And you should look into it. I know that there is the Orthodox Church in the Slavic countries, they do it. I know about Malta, they do it. I'm very sure in Russia and Ukraine, they still have it. You will have a problem if you're born in France or Italy or Germany, where all this culture is gone. The culture of the Orthodox Church is gone and it's lost. So you will have a tough thing. Whereas in these countries, it is living in their part of the tradition. So you should look into it. The Father, the Holy Father's energy is directed with Shiva directly. Alright, Holy Father's energy is with Shiva. Madonna's energy is with Divine Mother of any form. The Shweta Petka's energy, she's a saint, is definitely a Lakshmi energy. She's called the White Saint and worshipped on Friday. What more can I say? It's directly Lakshmi energy. So like this, there is a whole lot. Even I think Guruji also has a whole lot of it. But you should do a study of that. And try to correlate more. You will see if you dig into it. And as I said, I'm very sure in Ukraine, you will also have it. Kanika, you are from Ukraine also, no? So you can tell us whether you have. I mean, I know about the Slavic countries. I don't know too much about Ukraine, what the practices are. So you can look into it. In Serbia, in Slovenia, in Croatia, it's part of their lives. They all do. Like here, they do, no? Santoshi Mahadev, that, Hanuman Chalisa. Like you do, they do it like that.
Really, I'm trying, but it's very confusing. There's lots of sayings, lots of these forms. You know,
study that.
I tried, but I didn't find anything.
No, you will. Now that you're learning the Jyotish, now when you read it, you will automatically correlate. It will come. It will come. You can enlist, if you can see particular forms, you can just make a list. So-and-so saints may be worshipped on a certain day or for a certain thing. Then it becomes easier for us to correlate. Maybe some deciding factor, like this one. White, she's called the white saint and she's worshipped on Friday. Straight away, very easy for us to relate Venus. So you can make a list. This is the name, it's male or female, what are the characteristics, if any, whatever it is. Write it down, worshipped on which day, if any color of food is associated, or if any object of worship is associated. Moment you do and you make a list of that, you can sit and do it. You can then sit with other students of your country and sit and do it. It's a fantastic exercise.
You know, the Christian, Catholic in particular, there's for everything. Like, yes. Lost property, St. Anthony. For impossible things, St. Judas. You know, for having children, there's one for everything.
There's
a remedy for everything and a specific prayer for everything.
So these things are lost. These things are lost. You will not, Americans will not find it. But it is still there where traditional thing is practiced still. It is there. This is because it got lost in the West much earlier. You know, so the non-Western European countries, in America it's lost. So America banks a lot on traditional native some rituals and they do that. But Russia, Ukraine, Malta, all the Slavic countries, they have it. So you need to talk to each other, dig out and find and do the list. Do it. It is going to be fantastic. We're doing a big service. I would be very interested to know that. Ask her about the number of Madonnas, number of Marys are there, forms of Mary. Ask her in Malta.
So many.
Different forms. All the Devi Rupas. It is all there. These things are not in the West. They don't put it out because the society is different.
Yeah.
Okay. So we will do our Krishna.